You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, on the phone with a special guest today to talk about her newest solo album called Ash. We're speaking with Ashley Bathgate, and through New Amsterdam Records, she has a new album of cello works that is a collaboration with a group of composer friends of hers called Sleeping Giant. We'll hear all about that in just a moment, but first, let's welcome Ashley Bathgate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today. So this is a pretty exciting album. I've listened through it a few times, actually, kind of getting hooked into the offerings from New Amsterdam Records. And I guess a word that maybe I could describe for some of the playing so far is ferocious. But I'd like to hear maybe a couple of words for your description of your playing on this new record.
I like the word ferocious. That works for me. Yeah, certainly some of it is on the more aggressive, energetic side. They definitely wrote me some very virtuosic pieces to play. But then you have a little bit of the softer side. You know, Robert's piece, Orison, is more of a sarabande. It's more of an, you know, an echoey ambient piece. And Chris's has these very soft, beautiful moments as well. In his, so I think it really runs the gamut in terms of mood and what it requires of me as a player. You know, not only being a cellist and having to move all over the instruments and do more extended techniques, but also with the use of electronics, using my laptop, Max MSP, Ableton Live, all of these effects and kind of manipulating my sound live on stage.
That's just an amazing way to really expand what, you know, we can consider contemporary classical music. It's great to be able to pull all those elements together and not only highlight your cello playing, but just highlight new sounds in terms of the classical world. And you're no stranger to that as well, because you've been with Bang on a Can All-Stars before. You were with them for about a decade?
I was, yes. I just recently left the band to kind of pursue my solo projects a little bit more, but that was my introduction into this world. I joined them right out of school. I moved to New York. I auditioned. I won this job. And all of a sudden, my life went from playing mostly classical music to mostly contemporary music. And of course, on my travels and experiences with them, you know, especially at the summer festival, you meet all sorts of different composers and bump into different kinds of music. And, you know, it's this really fun, experimental world. And I think that kind of got me even more excited about the career path I'd chosen and music making, because suddenly, you know, I wasn't in a box anymore and it wasn't a certain kind of repertoire. You know, the sky was the limit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, and that's what got me into commissioning composers, you know, first through other chamber ensembles that I was a member of, and then as a soloist. You know, and part of the fun is that they are living composers, right? So, and a lot of them have become friends. And I think, you know, this, because I don't write a lot of music myself, it allows me to kind of be part of that world and be part of a collaborative experience in bringing this music to life. And then, you know, also through Bang on a Can and through my work with Todd Reynolds and other composers, I became aware of the use of amplification, the use of computer software and live processing, pedals, what have you. And of course, that's a lot of fun. And I think I was even more intrigued, you know, that here I am playing this string instrument, but all of a sudden I can be an orchestra of myself by, you know, creating pre-recorded tracks to accompany me live, or I can sound like another instrument, or I can have, you know, an endless reverb and delay that goes on for 30 seconds. It's pretty amazing what technology can do. And it certainly expands your palette as an instrumentalist.
Most definitely. And with that, you know, You have the ability to just change your sound in many different ways. Was that something that you had picked up as a part of working with the collective of Sleeping Giant? And I guess maybe going back a little bit, you had mentioned that you kind of became friends with the living composers along the way. So how did you get in touch with all these different composers of Sleeping Giant? Was that part of your previous life with Bang on a Can? Was that as you started getting into your solo career, or just kind of a blending of the two?
Sure. Actually, it goes even further back. Most of them went to Yale School of Music, where I was also attending as a student. So I think I met Ted and Timo and Andrew while I was there. And then I know that Chris was there afterwards. So I met him actually like returning to Yale after I graduated to do concerts, and then met Robert and all of them. And I guess during, you know, before I started doing more solo stuff, we reconnected because now I had entered this world of new music in New York, and I'm pretty sure all of them were living in Manhattan and Brooklyn at the time, in the early, you know, mid 2000, you know, 2008, 2010. So we weren't very far from each other, and there were always, I was always playing some of their music or seeing them at concerts or hanging out with them. We were always in each other's circles. And then I was attending a concert, I think at Le Poisson Rouge, and I was just watching someone play, and I was thinking to myself, wow, I really want to like commission, you know, as my first solo project, like something kind of epic, you know. I think I was listening to a Bach suite, and I was thinking, number one, it's been a long time since I've played these pieces. I miss them. I want to dive back into that repertoire. Mm-hmm. And number two, these are seminal works, you know, that every cellist knows and every cellist plays. They're epic. But what do we have in the contemporary music world that's sort of on a grander scale? It's certainly not, you know, what would it look like to have that include electronics and extended techniques, or the use of samples, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there and I immediately thought, I was like, well, it's perfect. You know, I've always wanted to commission these guys to write for me. And there are six of them and there are six movements in a suite. I was like, who better to ask than these guys to write me, you know, a modern day suite. And so they said yes, and they did. And, you know, we worked on this. It's been, you know, almost four, maybe even closer to 5 years, you know, since the idea came about, and working on fundraising for it, writing the piece, workshopping the piece at Avalok Farm and in New York and various people's houses, you know, and then kind of tweaking it as we went along, premiering it, touring it. Then we go into the studio, we make more changes, you know, work on mixing and editing that album. And by the time you know it, you know, years have passed, and here finally, you know, it's so rewarding and exciting to have the album finally be coming out so that everybody else can hear it. And also I hope so that other cellists will play this music.
Yeah, that's awesome, because it's very inspiring to hear the backstory behind that and the process of what all it takes to put this out. We should just mention that the album is called Ash, and that was released September 27th of 2019. And hearing about the collaborative process and kind of thinking back to, you know, the suites of J.S. Bach, it's such a different process nowadays. And I think that's for the better, because of all that collaboration that's possible. It kind of maybe takes away the idea of that one genius composer on their pedestal saying, this is my grand masterwork. But instead, it's a process of working with other people, other human beings, and working with a performer to really make something, like you said, epic, something bigger than, you know, the sum of its parts.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you said it. I mean, it's the best parts of life, in my opinion, are the ones we get to spend with people we like and care about. And that's true of professional experience as well. I, you know, although I do have solo projects, I enjoy so much more chamber music, working with other people, working with living composers. This is so much more rewarding than, you know, we do spend quite a bit of time alone in our travel, you know, getting from one gig to the next. how many hours, countless hours a day in the practice room, you know, by yourself. So I think that I do try to seek out working with other people as much as possible. I think that's part of it, is just working with other human beings. And I think, you know, these guys, that was my idea, you know, for the project, was not only that they were inspired by Bach, but I knew they would have different inspirations. And I was curious to see how, you know, I know them as individuals and individual composers. So I was curious to see where they would go as a group, how they would collaborate, you know, aside from their work with me. How do you make a suite collectively that lets six personalities stand on their own, but is also cohesive, you know, as a group effort, and tying one piece to the next and making something, you know, that's an evening length work. It's probably 45 minutes long. So I know that they had a lot of back and forth, a lot of email and phone and Skype conversations and getting in a room together and just planning, you know, how this would go. And so that was exciting to me. You know, I don't think we get that opportunity. There aren't that many composer collectives out there, or people necessarily doing exactly that. So I knew it was a unique opportunity to kind of tap into that energy.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the famous six, or, you know, some of those collectives from back in the day. This is kind of the modern take on that to put this project all together. Just a reminder, we're speaking with Ashley Bathgate, talking about her newest solo album called Ash, released September 27th, 2019. She was formerly a player with the Bang on a Can All-Stars, and this is her solo album that's out through New Amsterdam Records. You can find that on Bandcamp and other sources as well. And Ashley, is there any other place that you'd like to maybe direct our listeners to where they could get in touch with you and your work?
Sure. I mean, my website probably has all the links and information. That's www.ashleybathgate.com. I have a Bandcamp page. I have a Facebook page. I'm on all the social media. And, you know, you can contact me directly through my website. And, you know, I think my music is available on Spotify and Apple Music and for sale. And I'm all over the place.
All so. The usual suspects.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, it's been a pleasure to talk to you about Ash, your release here. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Just thank you for having me, and I hope you enjoy the music.
All right. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you as well.